Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also in the studio, WBJC's Conti Harrison. Nice to see you as well.
Hi.
Thank you for tasting with us this month. I cannot resist the shelf of Beaujolais at my local wine store because they have Cru Beaujolais, they have both Beaujolais Village, and sometimes in a month or two there'll be new Beaujolais, but they have these fantastic Cru Beaujolais from the various villages of Beaujolais, and we sampled two this morning, one from Regnier and one from Morgon. Let's start with the Regnier. It was Château de Bastille, and they have been doing this depuis 1482, which I think is 1482. So they must know something, but don't say nothing. They just keep rolling along. Conti Harrison, how was the first of these Beaujolais from Regnier for you?
You know, I didn't think that I liked Beaujolais until I tried Cru Beaujolais, and I love Cru Beaujolais, and no exception with this one. I love the color. It's very inviting, sort of a beautiful garnet color. It had acid, but not too much. It was very grippy. And just yummy.
Mm-hmm. For Mary Zajac, for you?
I did like the Regnier a lot. It's very elegant, supple. I liked sort of the raspberry and red currant flavors to it. Just really bright. It calls out for a roast chicken. I don't know why. Maybe because of the roast chicken and the way the seasons change and we get more concentrated flavors. But I love that as an accompaniment to fall food.
Mm-hmm. Now I must have roast chicken. I love this as well. There's nothing more I can add to this. This was, frankly, exactly what it's supposed to be and a delight. Our second wine was from Morgon, also in Beaujolais. And Morgon's the village. Château Gaillard. Sébastien Gouty was the propriétaire, and 2017 vintage. At the bottom it says Voila Collection, and for me this was exactly Voila. When I drink Morgon, I want something a little bit more hefty, and that seems to be what I got. Ladies, anybody who wants to go first is welcome.
Morgon is typically earthier, and this one certainly is a lot earthier, stronger, more intense in flavor, more intense in color. I also like it very much. I prefer the Regnier, but I wouldn't say no to a glass.
Mm-hmm. And you, madame?
I love this. I love the deep color and the deep flavor as well. Initially, you have a beautiful, familiar smell of colt alfalfa breath. And for me, that's just heaven.
I'm delighted that the last two wines we had, I think, are the best wines we've tasted in this long stretch of tasting, which encompasses about four or five shows. And I thought these both were beautiful examples. Let me mention them again. Château de Bastille from Regnier, 2017. And also the Château Gaillard Morgon, and that was also from 2017. These are both lovely examples of Cru Beaujolais, and I cannot recommend Cru Beaujolais enough. I can't remember being disappointed by a bottle, and sometimes you can get deals on them. They're a little high now, but you never know. It just depends on what happens with the exchange between us and Europe. Two nice recommendations for Cru Beaujolais. We'll post them all. We've been very well behaved about posting our shows. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Conti Harrison.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.